This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and the first hour is being recorded live from the New Orleans Investment Conference, the conference put on by our good friend Brian Lundeen. It's always one of my favorite conferences to go to. It's interesting to hear the overall attitude of a lot of the investors and companies around here. It's always great seeing the speakers, and I'm kicking off this show with a keynote speaker and also a regular guest on our show, one of my favorite speakers, Peter Buchvar from the Lindsay Group. So, Peter, thank you for taking time.
Thanks, Corey, for having me. It's good to be here.
Now, Peter, I have to say, I don't get a whole lot of time at these shows to actually sit in on any of the talks, but when I heard what you were talking about, I made time, and I freed up my schedule, and I sat in there because I knew I would be having you on. But your topic, something unique and not something that we've been getting a lot, however, it's an idea that's been in my head for at least the last couple months, and this is focused on the bond market and a change. Maybe we're not in what it seems like some complacent investors have gotten the mindset of as a bull bond market that will just continue. Let's start off by getting a general gist of why you feel like this bond market might not be the safest, best investment that many people are saying.
So after the UK decided to leave the EU on June 23rd, we saw this huge rally further in sovereign bonds. We had the Bank of England's going further into QE and expanding to corporate bonds. We saw the Japanese 40-year JGB yield go to 7 basis points, where if you were unlucky enough to buy that bond at 7 basis points, it would take you 300 years to get an interest to get back the capital loss since then. So we had that big rally. We had this plunge in yield where the U.S. 10-year got to about 1.37, 1.38. And then all of a sudden, by mid to late August, I started noticing this rise in long-term Japanese bonds in yields. And I thought it was noteworthy. And then I started doing more digging, and it became apparent that the Japanese were buying less long-term JGBs. Now, this deep dive further into negative interest rates globally, with the Bank of England sort of pushing it with what they did, all you had to do is look at the European bank stocks and the Japanese bank stocks to know that something's going wrong here, that if the transmission mechanism of monetary policy is the banks, and you see the market cap of these banks get cut in half, then this is a problem. And I think that's what caused Kuroda to back off from flattening yield curve, because how does a bank make money with a flat yield curve? And we started to see the steepness. That was sort of mid to late August. Then you get into early September, September 9th, I think it was, ECB meeting, Mario Draghi. It doesn't say it explicitly, but implicitly you can tell that he's running out of bonds to buy. He's also now in the midst of a collapse in the stock of Deutsche Bank and a 50% decline in the European bank stocks. Well, I think it's safe to say that Kuroda is realizing, let's start on the short end, can't go deeper into negative. I think Draghi has realized that we can't go further deeper into negative. So let's start the list of reasons to be bearish. It was negative interest rates that took us into a new world of monetary policy. So if all of a sudden I'm realizing that, okay, we hit a limit with negative interest rates, it's not being reversed anytime soon, but it's not going further. Okay, one step to be bearish on bonds, because the only reason you own a negative yielding bond is to flip it to somebody else who's going to pay even deeper negative yield. So if policy rates aren't going deeper negative, that's one thing that's important. Damage bank profitability. These central bankers realize flattening the yield curve is a really bad idea. Let's let it steepen a little bit. Well, steeper yield curve means higher long-term interest rates. That's number two. Number three, the political commentary around central banking started to grow in the sense of politicians now criticizing central banking. Trump in the U.S., Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, calling out Mark Carney. Michael Gove, who almost became Prime Minister of England, telling Mark Carney, curb your arrogance with monetary policy. There's one thing for me or Peter Schiff or Jim Grant to criticize central banking. There's another thing now when you have politicians that are now calling them out, when you have the realization that the damage being done to pension funds is almost irreversible on this current path that we have. Then you throw in, economically, the inflation statistics have started to change. Commodity prices have stopped going down. So we've recycled out these sharp decline in energy prices, where even if they're just flat year over year, that will naturally raise the rate of inflation because services inflation has remained very sticky, particularly in the U.S., where it's running more than 3% year over year, ex energy. So you take all these factors, and I said something is different this time. And I think a lot of it, again, is central banks reaching their limits, both logistically and now politically. And then you throw in a different change in the inflation story, and this all comes together, says, you know what, we may never see those July bottom in yields ever again.
Now, let's explore further what negative rates have done, because I do think that commentators and investors got complacent in the aspect, thinking that negative rates are here forever, central banks are just going to keep on going deeper and deeper into negative rates. But we did see banks hurting, and Deutsche Bank is a great example, but even banks in the U.S. continued to struggle and continued to hurt, and we all know that the central banks need to look after the other banks in their own countries. These negative interest rates, they were never really praised in my mind, but people just assumed that they would stick around forever, and that's not what we're seeing right now, and that is very, very noteworthy. I think that's one of the biggest changes.
Well, central bankers look at do things as much as they do their research, as much of them have hundreds of economists in staff, they think very simplistically. Low rates are good, high rates are bad. Well, if low rates are good, lowering rates even more is even better. And hey, we're at zero, going to negative, well, that's going to be the best. The problem is that negative interest rates is a tax at the end of the day. It's a tax on wealth. It's a tax on capital. Somebody has to eat that tax. It's either the banks can eat the tax, or they're going to pass it on to a borrower who's going to eat the tax because they're going to have to pay a higher mortgage rate, or they're going to eat the tax through having to pay to store their money with that bank. It's a tax. So central bank orthodoxy of a tax is somehow going to be good is upside down. And I think now they have realized that. They've acknowledged that because all they have to do is look at their banking system.
And on top of that, too, they also seem to believe that if they kept on lowering rates, then the money would somehow make it down to the general public and that would encourage spending. But that's not what we've seen, correct?
Right. We've actually seen an increase in savings because you're damaging the retirements and the pensions of millions of people. And people see, well, I have to save even more. And I don't want to go out and spend money because I just did. I mean, that's the whole point of central banking. It wants you to do today what you would have maybe done tomorrow. It wants you to buy the car today instead of tomorrow, or buy the house today instead of tomorrow. Well, at some point you pulled forward so much behavior where there's not much behavior left to pull forward. And then people start to save, and they save even more. And they have to save a lot more because they're not gaining any interest income or a benefit from that savings, but they don't want to, they've already spent what they want to spend.
And on top of that, too, we can just look at corporate balance sheets, too, because corporates have not been spending money at all, and they can really help drive money into the system. Unfortunately, they're not doing that. They haven't been doing that for a while.
Well, they've been spending money, but on stock buybacks and dividends.
Exactly.
And M&A. Leverage on the corporate balance sheet has gone up enormously. And a lot of that cash is only on a few balance sheets. It's only on a select few companies. I mean, you add up Google, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, the cash, and that's probably greater than the next couple hundred companies combined.
Absolutely, and they need to be spending money. Peter, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we are going to do one more segment because I do want to take this in investment focus, but everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Peter Buchvar. And Peter, unfortunately, I needed to cut you off at the tail end of last segment, but we were talking about the cash in corporate balance sheets, and more specifically in the big corporate balance sheets, because other than that, leverage has grown, and all these corporations have been doing is buying back shares, not actually any M&A activity or none significant, and not buying more equipment or anything. You want to continue on with what you're saying?
Right, and also a lot of that cash in the big tech companies are overseas. They're not even U.S. domiciled. If you look at debt to EBITDA ratios, or debt to cash flow, they're above where they were in 07. They're above where they were in 2000. So we have a over-levered corporate balance sheet, because people who just look at the cash, that's only one side of the balance sheet. You have to look at the debt, the liability side of the balance sheet. So corporate credit levels are off the charts, literally. You have a wave of maturities coming in the next couple of years, particularly in the high-yield land, that they better hope and pray that rates aren't much higher than they are today. As I said earlier, I think that they will be higher than they are today. And I think that is a crimp on growth, is these excessively leveraged balance sheets.
It's terrifying for these companies when they do need to essentially re-leverage themselves. It's going to be at higher interest rates, and that's got to be terrifying from them. But from an investment standpoint, where is the play in your eyes? Where can investors not only feel safe, but hopefully make some money?
Well, when you're in the second longest bull market of all time, and almost every single asset class has been inflated, it's getting tougher and tougher to find things that are attractive. And I think investors need to go where the most pain has occurred. They need to go where the most damage has been done. And that's particularly in commodities, which have been through a five-year bear market. I'm especially bullish on gold and silver in light of this monetary mayhem that I think is now beginning to unwind, and that higher rates don't scare me as a gold holder, because I think higher rates are happening because people are questioning the effectiveness of central banks.
Which is an important aspect, because usually higher rates, people shy away from gold, but not if their narrative is changing.
Right, exactly. You have to look at the reason behind the rise in interest rates. I also like other commodities, particularly industrial metals, where I think the supply response to low prices is really gaining some traction. You look at even iron ore and coal, where prices have tripled because China's literally shutting down capacity in steel and coal and iron ore. Also, I like emerging markets. In my speech today, I talked about Brazil. You have Brazil, a very corrupt country, and they are cracking down on corruption. I mean, that's a sea change. You have a new center-right government. You have a country that's always had all this potential that's never been realized, and I think that there's a sea change in the politics in Brazil. And one outlier that I had mentioned, that I ended up polling the audience to see whether anybody agree with me, and not one hand.
Nobody raised their hand, yeah.
But it's predicated on an event. I talked about Italy. I turn bullish on Italy if and only if they pass this December 4th referendum. Now, Italy is a country that's had 63 governments over the past 70 years. Talk about dysfunction. If they pass this referendum, you may actually have a government that lasts more than just a couple of years. You may actually have an entity where it's easier to get laws passed. One of the laws that need to be further liberalized is bankruptcy laws. So we know we have a problem with the Italian banks and high loan losses. Well, it takes 7 years, 8 years to liquidate the collateral of a loan. Well, how do you make loans when, if it goes bad, it takes you 8 years to liquidate that collateral? So it won't take much to liberalize laws in Italy, labor laws, bankruptcy laws, in order to see a sea change. And I'm not talking about Italy's going to go from no growth to like 3% and be the star, but the market's trading at 10 times earnings. It's yielding 4%. If you look at the ETF EWY, which is in euro, it's in dollar terms, so it obviously is impacted by the euro. It's basically at its 2009 low. It's down probably 70%. So I think that there's an opportunity there if and only if the Italians pass this referendum.
And that is a big if, but you know what? It is very much on a certain date, and we will see if that happens.
Polls are close to 50-50, so anything's possible.
Now, to your point, talking about emerging markets, even talking about gold and silver, usually people equate those investments are benefited by a decreasing U.S. dollar. Most recently, we've seen the U.S. dollar at close to eight-month highs. Does your outlook change for the U.S. dollar then?
Yeah, you have to pay attention to the dollar, but if the bull case in the dollar is because the Fed's going to raise interest rates once a year, well, it's a pretty flimsy case to be bullish on the dollar, especially now that this interest rate hike, if it comes in December, is happening in the context of the U.S. economy that's growing just 1.5%. So that's enough to maybe tip us over into recession if they raise rates in the short end, and we continue to see a rise in long-term interest rates. So I think the narrative on the dollar is going to shift to central bank differentials in terms of which way policy is going to growth differentials, and that why do I want to be long the U.S. dollar if the economy is literally, I don't want to say shrinking, but its rate of growth is shrinking, right? Yeah. So, and there are plenty of scenarios where the dollar can rally just as gold can rally, because we know that I believe the dollar's not rallying because the dollar's so strong. I think its competition is pretty weak.
Yeah.
But it's mostly weak against the yen and the euro. I don't think it really holds much of a candle to emerging markets, Asian currencies, or even the commodity currencies.
Okay, so you're seeing kind of the big currencies around the world continuing to be weak, but
I think they stopped going down. The Australian dollar, you'll get a chart on the Australian dollar, it stopped going down a while ago. They have interest rates higher than we do. They have a commodity tailwind, if I'm right on commodity prices. And they have quicker growth than we do. And they have a central bank that doesn't believe in quantitative easing and negative real interest rates.
And to your point with gold, especially when you look at it in terms of other currencies, it's pretty close to the highs that we put in about 5 years ago in some currencies, and at least it's in a much stronger uptrend. So
right.
Something that should be considered, I think.
Yes, agreed. Gold will be the last man standing in this crazy fiat currency world that we're now reaching some major inflection points.
It seems like it's absolutely, we need to have more protection than anything because we're not seeing huge growth anywhere. But your comments on emerging markets are interesting. So is it Brazil that is one of your favorites?
Brazil's my favorite, but I think over the next, and I'm going to talk big picture here, 5 to 10 years, Asia to me is where the economic world is shifting. And in the short term, what happens with China, I don't know. They have a massive credit bubble on their hands, but I know they'll get through this. And I want to be long Asia for the next 10 years.
And that's kind of the narrative that I appreciate you giving, too, is that there are, at this conference, as well as in the gold sector, a lot of gloom and doomers out there saying that these economies are going to collapse. We're not going to see the dollar around. China's going to be a pile of dust. But that's not actually what's going to happen. If we look at history, these countries will figure it out. It might just take a little bit of time, and there will be some pain, but everyone can come out on the other side, hopefully unscathed. And if you have the precious metals, it's a good way to be protected. And look to growth areas. Look to some of the emerging markets that will benefit from this continued slow growth and people understanding that the U.S. and some of the major economies are not growing at the rate that they truly are. Peter,
right.
Always enjoyable chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, live from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. I'm joined by CEO and President of NatCore, Chuck Provini. Chuck, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, as usual.
So, Chuck, there was a recent news release that came out last week, Tuesday, October 25th, that discusses NatCore serving as a technical advisor for another solar facility in the Middle East. I understand this is the largest solar facility that you will be advising as a technical advisor. Can you take us through a little bit of what this news is all about?
Yes. Our Best of Breed program has kind of taken on a life of its own. It's our fourth project where we're engaged either as a technical advisor in this one or as a project manager, as we are in some others. This particular company is a company out of Europe, Italy specific. We've signed an agreement with them where they've engaged us to be a technical advisor on a gigawatt facility in the Middle East. It's one of the largest facilities, one of the largest plants that has been being built, and it's being built in increments, in 100 increment stages, so that they can get revenue from that, you know, sooner than later.
Okay, so one of the questions that has come up, and I think it's a great question, is this best-of-breed program starting to distract the company from, I think, what many investors are invested in NatCore, and that is building out efficiencies and cost-saving measures for the solar industry? Is there any sort of a distraction that is coming here?
No, not at all. Our focus is still the same, and what makes NatCore unique in both businesses is that we have a leading-edge technology that is truly going to change the industry. What we're doing basically is just taking advantage of a situation that was handed to us. Because of our technology, we received a tremendous amount of publicity and press. So people looked at it, they saw the technology, they did their due diligence, and they said, send us your solar panels, send us your solar cells. We didn't have any yet. So what we're doing is leveraging that and taking advantage of the fact that we are a high-profile company, and when we start building these plants, it's the technology that gives us the unique selling proposition. Internally, I view this best of breed as a way where we fund the technology, where we can get some revenue in sooner than later and fund our technology growth with it rather than more dilution.
So how I'm trying to understand it, and maybe you can clarify this for me, is from this best of breed program, you are then advising and working very closely with the developer, let's call them that, the builder of these facilities, but then you're also going to be talking with the actual manufacturers of solar panels, which might not already have the NatCore technology inside them, but you would also be, in a way, showing them the efficiencies that they could build?
See, here's what's happened. We've had many manufacturers who wanted to get some type of exclusive rights to us right now, even before the technology is commercial. We've been very reluctant to do that. So we have good relationships all over the world with manufacturers. What we're doing is leveraging that. So we now go to some of those manufacturers and say, well, maybe we'll consider giving you some type of exclusivity to your region, but we want preferential pricing on the panels, the inverters, or whatever, which gives us a uniqueness as compared to other developers. Not only are we now not just people who build a thing, but we're kind of solar geeks that understand the solar industry, and we're integrating things that'll make those projects different and better than what their competitors are.
So what's the next news that's going to be coming out of NatCore? Will it be an advancement on one of these out of the four best-of-breed projects, or will there be any news coming out from maybe better efficiencies from the solar cells?
I don't know which will be next. We've made some advancements in our Rochester laboratory. We're very protective of saying too much too soon. It's a short-term gain, and I know our shareholders want to hear advancements, but the technology is so unique that we are very protective of it and making sure that we're protected with our patents, we're protected with our IP. So we probably could say some things that we're reluctant to do until we understand that the patents are where they need to be. Saying that, there'll be some news coming out. I'm not sure which will be first. It'll be close because we do have some advancements. We have made some progress with our patents. We're expecting an approval on one of the Vietnamese project in particular. So I'm not sure which will be next, but you'll hear something pretty soon.
Now, is that where the revenue starts to come in from these best-of-breed advisor-type roles that you would be? Is it after you get some government approval or the developer gets some government approval?
Well, the revenue sources on this comes from three areas with the best-of-breed. One, we get an engagement fee. We're hired as a consultant. The second, we have a cost plus. We go out and source the best pricing and the best of equipment, and then from that equipment, again, we're agnostic. We just get the best. We have nobody that is preferential. We'll mark that up some number. That's a cost plus that we'll benefit from. The third revenue source is from the power purchase agreement. We will share in some percentage of what the project gets paid for the electricity. The last two are kind of negotiable. If we have a bigger cost plus, we're going to probably not get as big a power purchase agreement. If we reduce our cost plus, we might be able to negotiate a bigger power purchase agreement. The other thing that's important on a lot of these projects that last for 20 years, we're probably looking to sell off the project prior to it actually lasting those 20 years. We get some type of value on the dollar prematurely, so all the developers will get some type of benefit and not have to wait 20 years for the fruition of the project.
So, Chuck, I want to get your general comment on what we're seeing in the solar sector, because NatCore has come out with, well, four now best-of-breed projects. Is this what you see a continuous growth industry with bigger and bigger projects going to be brought online and the relationships they need somebody like a technical advisor to bring together all these groups, the developer, the builder, everything?
Absolutely. The first press release that came out a while ago was with Denso in Australia. What that did was attracted many different countries that wanted to do solar. And inevitably, they all say the same thing. We know we have the land. We know we have the government benefit and approval. We don't know how to do this. And we don't want to go just to a normal EPC, which is engineering, procurement, and construction, because they're builders. What do they know about solar? Oh, they say they know a lot, but like I said, they're not solar geeks. So what I see happening right now in all over the world where electricity is expensive. In Vietnam right now, the province that we're looking at, they pay 28 cents a kilowatt hour, which is enormous. And in the Philippines, where we're looking to have another negotiation, you know, they're paying even more than that, and there's 7,000 islands that have a hard time even getting electricity. So these projects are what are going to be dominating the world. We're fortunate in the United States. Energy is cheap. We're probably not going to see that, you know, the same building and projects here, but there's no shortage of these projects around the world.
Now, one final comment here, Chuck, and that is the builders of these projects. They're big companies. Are they government organizations? Who are you dealing with?
The people that are approaching us are typically entrepreneurs in other businesses. Some have an energy contingent to it. They're in the liquid gas business or oil business or something. But they're people who are government connected, because what drives these projects is getting the governmental permits, getting the permits for the land, getting permits for the power purchase agreements, etc. So the people that we all these projects have a local government partner in it, you know, that gives us those connections.
Okay, very interesting, Chuck. I know that, or at least I hope that this cleared up some of the questions into what NatCor is doing. And I understand that you don't want to be almost too forthcoming with the advancements that you're making, because it still is. It's a competitive industry, and quite frankly, you do need those patents in place. But I do commend you for building out this best-of-breed program and working hand-in-hand with not only the developers, but also the current manufacturers. And in the long run, I could then see NatCor obviously having their technology in these solar panels that do get put in to these major projects. So it's an interesting concept. It's an interesting company. It is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol NXT and on the OTCQB under NTCXF. Chuck, thanks for your time.
Corey, thanks again.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, and the first hour that is focused on investing and has all been recorded from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. I am now joined by one of my favorite speakers at this show, and that is Sean Broderick. Sean and I are actually recording two segments, one that will be on gold that will be released early next week, so everyone pay attention to that. But this topic that we're going to be talking about for this segment is a bit of a change, and it just shows the diversification that you can get by coming to a conference such as this New Orleans Investment Conference. Sean, I was chatting with you off mic, and you mentioned that your talk is going to be on lithium.
Yeah, because...
Please explain.
Well, I just spent a week driving around Nevada looking at lithium properties, as well as other properties in, like, precious metals. Speaking to people who, like, run those companies, there's kind of a lithium rush going on there right now because, of course, that's where the big factory is going to come from, Tesla. That's where the only working mine in the continental U.S. is. Around that mine, in that area, Clayton Valley, but other valleys beyond there, there's a lot of potentially rich lithium properties. But we have to emphasize the word potentially. Very few drill holes have been sunk. It's mainly just surface sampling, so a lot of work remains to be done, but if an area in North America is going to ignite for lithium, that is a place. That said, people have to understand that lithium is not rare. The whole trick is finding it in a deposit that's economically viable. The higher the price of lithium goes, the more of these deposits will actually be able to work out.
Well, one of the problems, personally, that I have with the lithium industry is the massive amount of companies, new companies, that have come onto the market, which I think confuse investors in general, simply because there are so many, and quite frankly, some of these companies were nothing more than a gold explorer 5 years ago and then a marijuana company 3 years ago.
You and I are thinking of the same company, yes.
There's a few of them, unfortunately.
Yes, but
how do you figure out which companies are actually of substance?
Well, that's when boots on the ground visits actually helps, right? You can actually go there and make sure that they have people out there working, doing the work, and they aren't just a couple guys sitting around a desk making calls and talking about this nice real estate they have without any actual work to back it up. You have to make sure they're actually spending the money that they're raising in the proper ways. They're not just paying themselves salaries and second homes and second mistresses, but they're actually putting the money to work and actually doing that stuff. I cannot emphasize enough, people should be careful, because it's easy to get swept up in a story of a company that is doing absolutely nothing. And so you want to make sure that you're in a company that has potential. Now, you can look along the scale. You can look at early stage explorers. You can look at ones that are have a project and they're really working to make it into a mine. Not there yet. You can look at the ones that will bring a mine on in the next 1 to 2 years. All of those have different levels of risk, but obviously much less risk the further you go along the scale. And people can be trying to do everything right and things still go wrong. That's one of the frustrating things about mining, as you know, and doubly so in lithium, because there's so much hot money here. And so I think sometimes people make promises on that they can't deliver. And so that's kind of a problem. But, you know, there is real potential here, partly because the spot price of lithium has come down recently. So that's why we've basically seen weakness in the lithium area. That and the fact that some hot money got bored, so it went somewhere else. So those two things have worked to bring these stocks down, which is fine. You want that. You want that because you don't want to buy them when they're screaming higher. You want to buy the good companies on the pullbacks. And so this is an opportunity here, because while the spot prices have come down and while there is more production that is ramping up, demand is also ramping up, and the long-term contract prices have stayed fairly steady. They've also stayed much higher than they were just a couple of years ago. So that's a good environment for these companies that can make it work.
And so for investors who are either new to the sector or looking to gain some exposure in a company sense, what are some of the things from a high level that you are at least looking for that either make you discount a company and say, nope, not interested, or things that you focus on and say, yeah, okay, this is what I like?
Well, I want more than just a real estate company. I mean, there are companies out there that are making deals. Oh, and we just, you know, did this, we just did that. But if they aren't actually doing work, then when are they ever going to get done? And the whole lithium market could change between now and then. Again, lithium is hot because a lot of big banks and stuff like this are speaking about this global lithium supply-demand squeeze, which became rather acute in the past year. It should close up. We could even have a small lithium surplus for the next year or two, but after that we're going to see it widen out again if their projections are right. And I keep bringing in the words projections and forecasts, because that's one of the things you have to understand, is that nothing is for certain in this. It's even more volatile than some other natural resources, because everyone's trying to make these things work. But on and I will get to your question about what I look for in companies, but I do want to make one point, is that there are a dozen of these huge gigafactories around the world that are being built right now.
Exactly. It's not just Tesla.
Right. That are going to demand inputs. And so that has to come from somewhere. And that's why everyone is so excited. So when I'm looking at companies, I would look to see that, A, they are doing the work, B, that they have funding, and especially, even more important, that they can secure more funding without diluting the stock a lot, right? Because you don't want to be the guy who buys a stock and then they sell another million shares and then what are you left with? Or at worst, you want to be someone who gets in a private placement, so that, you know, you get at least that, you get the kicker. And also, you have to have people who actually know something about this. You were speaking about, you know, companies that were gold companies before. That's true. I mean, there are companies that weren't having any luck in golds, so now they've decided to go look for lithium. Someone who has some idea about geothermals, who knows lithium salts, who knows this area, that's vitally important. And also, again, and I can't emphasize this enough, people that aren't going to dilute the company right out from under you.
Yeah, so again, it does come down a lot to management, not only their expertise, but also their ability to raise money at proper prices.
Yeah.
And put that money into the ground, not just put it into their back pocket.
Exactly.
That being said, let's switch focus just a little bit, because there's another sector out there, somewhat related to lithium, that you're bullish on, natural gas. Why?
Yeah, And this comes after natural gas collapsed like 20% in 9 days. So many people said, okay, that's it. You know, we're going to have a warm winter, and so natural gas is toast. And not really. If you look at some of the underlying fundamentals, they're actually pretty good. For example, the injections going into the natural gas storage are much lower than they were a year ago. And yes, out in the oil and gas fields, there are drills that are getting back to work. There's a big increase in that, by the way, but they're mainly looking for oil. They aren't. Now, you can get natural gas as a byproduct of oil, but there's really not a lot of work going on for it. And then I would also emphasize that with these things, you have to be very selective about the companies you choose. There's a couple fields where they are absolutely excellent plays, and as you drill down, you can hit multiple areas and levels, and it just gets so cheap. And you want companies that are working in the right areas, because if they can produce at $150 and the price is $3, of course they're going to make money. In fact, one I'll be recommending to my Oxford Resource Explorer subscribers is that kind of company. It has cash flow now, and it went through the hard times. I mean, we talk about the hard times for gold miners. Natural gas companies had the exact same thing, only worse, because they had two big run-ups and this tremendous crunch in between each one. So they've actually gone down to the bare bone. Many of these companies are, you know, stripped down, which means that as the price goes higher, they can become profit-generating machines. We had a huge surplus of natural gas in storage in March. That's pretty much gone. Still a little high, but again, look at those injections. It looks like that if we have a colder than expected winter, then it could really work out. And I think we can because of something called the blob. And I can tell you about that if you want, but it's an area of warm water in the Gulf of Alaska that affects the weather patterns all over North America. And what it tends to do is give colder winters, not ice cold, but it makes things a little cooler. And so that could boost the natural gas market as well.
Okay, well, real quick, I just want your opinion, because we have gotten this question in terms of precious metal stocks, but as for natural gas stocks, when you do assume that they're either at or near a bottom, what are the stocks that lead the charge back up?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, one you want for, want one that is leveraged to the price of natural gas. That is, most of its production is natural gas, because most of these companies produce both oil and natural gas, right? And they all have a mix, and you have to look that in there. And one of the sad things about it is those companies that are in the worst financial shape often spring back the most, because everyone thinks they're about to croak, and then the price comes up, and then they say, hey, you know what, we don't have to be short this anymore. So, but I prefer to avoid those heart attack companies, and instead goes to ones that already have financials that make sense, that have some cash in the bank, but that have great land packages where once they start to get that cash flow, they can put an extra, like, one extra rig, two extra rigs to work, and really start to turn things up. And so that, I think, is one thing people should look for.
All right, John. Interesting, as always, chatting with you, and I hope everybody enjoyed this coverage on a sector that has been hot, but you know what? You need to be very, very selective when choosing the companies you invest in. Thanks for your time, John.
Thanks very much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.